622.
Okay, the latest on RG3's right knee and the abrupt end to the Redskins playoff run. The MRI exam of Robert Griffin III's knee suggests he has suffered partial tears of two ligaments, the ACL and the LCL. That report tonight from the Washington Post. It's based on discussions with several people who have knowledge of the test results.
Earlier, head coach Mike Shanahan said Griffin was set to be examined tomorrow by orthopedic surgeon James Andrews to see whether the test results show new or previous injuries. Joining us now live, David Elfin, longtime Redskins beat reporter, author of The Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated History. David, this is definitely a moment in Redskins history.
You know, it's just never without controversy with this football team, right? It's either, yeah. either a bad season or when it's good, things still happen, don't they?
They sure do. And it was so sad, not just to watch him go down, but, you know, all that's at stake here for the team and for him.
Yeah, I happen to disagree with Mike Shanahan's decision for two reasons. One, just from a pure football sense in yesterday's game, it was pretty obvious after a while that Robert wasn't getting it done. So if they wanted to win, they probably weren't going to win the way he was playing. And that's not his fault. He was hurt. And then number two is sort of how I felt on the Mike Rizzo-Steven Strasburg situation. This kid is central to this team's future for years and years to come. I don't care how important one playoff game is. They haven't won a playoff game in 7 years, hadn't been in the playoffs in five, et cetera, all that stuff. You want him to be your quarterback for 10, 12 years of playoffs, and you risk tearing the ACL. That's a major, major risk I would not have taken.
It's interesting, during the news conference yesterday, one of the things that Mike Shanahan mentioned was that he left it up to RG3. RG3 basically said, hey, I want to play. I can play. And you can understand from RG3's standpoint, he wants to prove that he's a warrior. But I think he's proven that already. Isn't it up to Mike Shanahan to say, whoa, wait a minute?
Well, I heard Sean and Hillary have total say-so on how things go at TOP. In all seriousness, though, Sean, I think that was really saying how much Mike Shanahan cares about Robert Griffin. And I think he led with his heart here instead of his head. He went with this guy he's fallen in love with and let him decide things, or help him decide things, not talk him out of it. And he should have gone with his head, which is, I want to win long-term with this franchise, and Robert Griffin's the most important reason why.
Well, he sure has a lot on his shoulders now, David.
Yeah, and a lot on a knee, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
And as far as the Post report, they've been working sources all day. There are a bunch of them out there. I can't say whether it's right or wrong, but the way Mike talked about it, you know, he didn't ever say for sure, no, it's not torn. So you have to wonder, it's almost like they were looking for a reason not to tell us today that it is torn, to see if it's the same tear from before, it's a different tear, et cetera, et cetera. And it's much easier if they put it out in a press release of one paragraph or two paragraphs tomorrow or Wednesday than having to deal with a million questions about it today.
David, final 20 seconds. Can you ever remember an instance, not just the Redskins, but any team, where an injury has been this controversial?
Not in this. Well, Steven Strasburg's this summer, you know,
yeah.
Not an injury, but that kind of decision. So, yeah, it happens. And you would help for Mr. Griffin's sake and for the Redskins' sake. It's the last time we'll have to hear about him.
All right. Thanks. Way. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
David Elfin, longtime Redskins beat reporter, author of The Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated History.